Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Hockman and Hawking, we get a bonus hour tonight. We'll be on till 7. So you get 2 hours more of Hockman and Hawking.
I'm not fooling with you. Man, you set that edge.
You will roll your ass over.
Hit the B gap.
That's not funny.
It isn't.
It is not.
At all.
9 days away from Dolphins training camp starting. This is something I'm guessing. Well, rookie, if you were a rookie, you were probably nervous, anticipate. You know, there's that anticipation, but nervous. But I'm guessing as a veteran, it's like, oh, it's almost like kids going back to school where it's like, wait a second, where'd the summer go?
Yeah.
Because they own you. Well, the moment that you get into training camp,
yeah, it's over.
They own you.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's the I've said this before. People ask me all the time, what set, you know, a Derek Pope from a Zach Thomas, a Jason Taylor from the other defensive end I play, or David Bowens or somebody. What set them apart? And I would tell them, it's the time where guys didn't have to work out. This month before the camp starts, this is when Junior went the hardest. Zach went the hardest. Jason went the hardest. You know, Ricky would go crazy and be at the facility every day. I lived 2 miles from the facility my whole career, so I would always go over there and work out. And I would see that when the team set up workouts, when there was OTA time, when everybody was in town, the whole team was there. Some guys had to be there. Some guys, you know, they were just, you know, the facilities were there. Let's work out. It was that month off, that 6-week period when I played, where only time I'd see guys were when they were all pros that were there every day. I was rehabbing always going through something, my foot or knee or whatever. So I was there. You'd see the Sam Madisons there every day. Pat Surtain, when I first got there, he was the one in the building the most. Like those great players, you saw who was great and you saw why some players were good. The great players took this 6 weeks to prepare their body for a 16 to 20 game season. The players like me, we had small parties at our house, 6 to 7 people. We really tried to maximize our 6 weeks. I'm serious. But those top guys, they always pushed themselves to the limit. So when they got to camp, Zach wasn't worried about getting in shape in camp. Zach was worried about, what are the Falcons going to do week 4 if we go double, you know, if we go, they go double tight end.
He's almost like a savant, like a football savant, right?
He was a system. He was a robot. And those robot type guys, Junior Seau, if you go in the building at 5 a.m. any day of the season, you would hear boom, boom, boom through the entire, just repeatedly through the entire downstairs of the Dolphin facility. And everybody knew if you hear boom, boom, Junior is in the weight room throwing this big-ass medicine ball against the wall at every angle possible. One arm right hand, one arm left hand, double hand overhead, double hand underhead, over his back hitting the wall. And it was like a 40-pound medicine ball. And now he just, that's how he prepared himself. He would do it for an hour straight. Doom, doom, doom. And you just know, okay, Junior's in there working out. And you go in the hot tub, and you get in the sauna, and you get in the steam room, and the entire time that you're relaxing, you're reading magazines, you're trying to loosen up, for an hour, you hear doom, doom, with no breaks. Junior's going to be ready to play in the football season. And that's what the great players do.
That's why I love this time of year. Just you talking about it, like, I love this time of year.
Yeah.
9 days away from training camp. That's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, the young guys, they are scared right now.
You don't know what to expect.
Because you get there with the rookie camp, and you're just with a bunch of other rookies. So it's really like a college, you know, maybe like a Senior Bowl, where you're with a bunch of guys your age, but they're pretty good. Okay, and you're running around. Oh, okay, I can deal with this. And then that last mandatory camp, the big dogs come in, and you get a two-day window to see what NFL football, just the speed of it, you're not hitting, but just to see, like a Jarvis. So these corners come in, you know, Tankersley from Clemson comes in, he's locking down Rashawn Scott, he's locking down, you know, different Leonte Carew or Jakeem Grant probably had to come to rookie camps. But now Jarvis comes in. You have to cover Jarvis. Hey, walk out there on Devontae Parker. And you kind of see it. So now you're going into camp saying, okay, he embarrassed me in OTAs, and now we're about to put pads on and be out here for 3 weeks straight. Yeah, those rookies are tight right now. Their little muscles are tightening up on them.
Especially if you're a low rounder, I would guess. You know,
oh, yeah.
You're top, you know, what, three rounds, top four rounds.
Four, you made the team.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7 in free agents. Yeah, they didn't invest enough money in you to worry about your well-being.
We'll talk with Sam Madison a little later on during our bonus hour about the Dolphins and Jarvis Landry and my hatred of jelly donuts. Strange thing that I've picked up on.
Hate jelly donuts.
Yeah, I just think of their waste. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald. This is the latest on the Marlins sale. As the Marlins sales soap opera trudges on, a few things have become clear in the past 24 hours. The Marlins are not expecting a Jorge Mas purchase to materialize, according to a New York-based MLB source in frequent contact with the team. Though Mas can't be ruled out, the Marlins consider it more likely that one of the other bidders, Jeter or the Rothbaum Tag Romney Group, will land the team. Purchase agreements continue to be negotiated with Jeter and Rothbaum. Two, Loria's admiration and affection for Jeter cannot be underestimated. He continues to give Jeter seemingly all the time he needs to raise the money to buy the team. The process has had considerable peaks and valleys, with Jeter losing investors and then picking up new ones. Just how close is Jeter to raising the necessary financing remains a fluid mystery. Among several questions Barry Jackson asked Commissioner Rob Manfred last week, that was the only one that he refused to answer. Does Loria eventually run out of patience waiting for Jeter? Perhaps. But Barry Jackson says, I don't see it happening imminently. That's what's going on here. What I believe is going on is Jorge Mas said, here's a fair deal for the Marlins. I'm here and I'm ready to go. I'm a Marlins fan. I'm a Miami guy. Let's do the deal. This is the way that I perceive it. Now, I may be wrong. I perceive it as then David Sampson and Jeffrey Loria hemming and hawing a little bit because they've had probably private conversations with Derek Jeter where he says, you know what? Don't do anything in July. At least wait midway through August. I think midway through August. And so Loria and Sampson, and again, I have no inside information here. I'm theorizing here that they say, you know, with the Jorge Mas deal, well, we need this and this and this. And Jorge Mas finally, you know, this happens with anything that you have to negotiate with in life, whether it's a car, a contract at work, whatever it is, like you get to a point where if there's just, it seems like one party keeps throwing in more obstacles and hurdles, you go, you know what? F it. I'm out. And that kind of feels to me like where Jorge Mas is. Now, as Barry Jackson writes, a lot of times that happens and then a week later it's like, hey, can we just get this thing done? You know, people buying a house, that happens a lot. And then it's like a week later, you sit there and you know, I really did want that house. Is it still for sale? All right, call them and make the thing happen. All of a sudden, it happens quickly.
That old saying, don't give up for show something to get mo something and end up with no something.
Which could, and by the way, the no something, to me, that's not what Loria would end up with. It's what Marlins fans would end up with.
Yes.
But Jeffrey Loria, theoretically in your saying there, Jeffrey Loria is the guy that ends up with the no something, but it would be us.
Because we'd end up with him again.
Yes.
Like, Ma says, okay, 1-3, 1-1. What was it, 1-1-7? 1-3 was what, I guess, I heard that was somewhere in the, between 1-7 and a billion. So 1.1. And you say, no, we want 1-3. And you're going to let your friend take as long as he wants to get 1-3 together? Like, this man has a check for 1-1?
Like, I'm ready to go.
I'm going to give you $1.1 billion right now. I'll take your team. You get the hell on. Nah, we're going to see what Jeter and Romney are going to do. But they don't have 1-1. Well, give them till August. And now Moss leaves. And now what if they can't come up with 1-3? Does he go down to 1-1 for Jeter?
Well, it says here, like Barry Jackson writes, specifically writes, Loria is under no obligation to pick the highest offer. He could, if he chooses, pick Jeter over Rothbaum, even if Jeter's offer is slightly less.
Like
he
may,
aren't you trying
to maximize income when you sell something?
He loves the Yankees, Jeffrey Loria, and he loves Derek Jeter. And so he may have said to Jeter, hey, I'll stall these guys if you can get to 115. Done deal with you. You know what I mean? Like you don't know exactly what the conversations are, but obviously the notion that it was going to be a quick deal with Jorge Mas, that's not coming to fruition.
But does that ever happen with a sale? Where I got my old school car. We talked about it yesterday. I don't drive it that much. It's a teenage car. I got Gator interior. It's bright orange. It has all the rims on it and all that crap in the back. Let's say I want $40,000 for it, and my buddy says, "Hey, I'll give you 40." But a random person calls me, sees it on Twitter, and says, hey, crowd, I'll give you $45,000 for it. No, I'm going to take the 40 because it's my friend.
Yeah, you would do that.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
I would get the extra $5,000. If I'm selling something, I want to maximize my income. That's why I'm selling
it. If you had tickets to El Clasico and it was $1,000 each, you had two seats, $1,000 each face value, and someone offered you $3,000 a ticket. So you'd be making $4,000, right? So $6,000 total, you'd be making $4,000. And I said to you, my kid has been asking me to go to El Clasico since they announced it. I'll take those tickets from you. You'd say, okay, you have them. You have them at face value.
No. I got $3,000 per ticket right now. Can you do that? Because we're there.
No, you'd give them to me. No,
curtains.
You'd do that for... No,
curtains.
No, you do that for friends all the time.
Honestly, you know what I'll tell you? I'm going to sell these. And if you need some money to help you get another ticket, I have $4,000 profit off these tickets. So let's go. I'll shoot you $1,000. And now you can go with your son.
No.
I'm not going to give up. When you the thought of sale is to gain profit.
No,
I
but
want
if you
net.
Have, some, if
no,
you
no, no,
have
no.
something that your this, friend wants, Derek Jeter wants the Marlins. You have it. So you're going to do everything you can to give it to him, even if it costs you a little bit of money.
That's a damn dummy.
No,
and yes,
not.
We're speaking to Laurie and Sampson, so it might be. No, nobody's going to sacrifice income for a relationship. That's not how it works.
Nah, I do. Especially at those numbers.
If you own a store,
Jeffrey Loria's,
you don't want to make money on them anymore.
No.
You're going to just give them stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to make
terrible
money. I don't want to make money off my friends.
Terrible business,
I would never want to make money off my friends.
I
want to make money off the public. I'm talking about my good friends. I don't want to profit off my friends.
Why not?
Because you have
you have a service that they want. Your service costs $100. Hey, bro, what is it called? Be a customer of mine. Patronize my business and pay for this damn service.
No, but you would pay. I would have whatever the cost is. If my markup is $60, then I'll charge you $40, not $100. You're my friend.
You're going to go broke.
No.
You're going to go broke.
My only customers are not my close friends.
You're going to go broke.
You think Jeffrey Loria understands how disliked he is in Miami?
Yes.
You think he knows? Because there's certain guys. I believe, you know, O.J. Simpson, we talked about him yesterday. You had your run-in with O.J. I believe O.J. Simpson is one of those guys. I don't know what the term is. Is it narcissistic or where you always, like... I believe OJ, even when he would walk in public and lots of people didn't like him, I don't think he would ever really realize that he was not liked by a majority of the public.
Oh, yeah.
I think Donald Trump is that way. I think Donald Trump sees a screaming crowd. There are certain people that always see negative. There are certain people that always see positive about themselves. Athletes, you know, you and I have talked about it. Athletes have to have that gift of not hearing the criticism while you could still be aware of it. You have to have that gift of not hearing the criticism and just going about your business.
Yes, do your job.
But I wonder if Jeffrey Loria really understands, like if you put Jeffrey Loria on a lie detector, would he say Miami respects me, the fans? Miami respects me as the caretaker of baseball in Miami. Like, I think he may really believe that.
Just kind of like, no.
Yeah.
I was going to try to say maybe like a...
You can't ignore it.
He just...
No, but I think guys like that are able to ignore it.
It's almost like what the warden of a jail. where the guys like me. They just understand I have to do my job.
Where you think the warden really believes that?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's almost like I would say this is a bad warden where, yeah, I'm nasty to the inmates, but they know I have to be nasty because that's my job. Like, I think Loria looks at it where I'm not a bad owner. I'm a different owner, and they don't understand what I'm doing. I don't think he thinks of himself as a terrible owner.
But do you think that he thinks that he's liked?
I think he doesn't feel disliked. He feels misunderstood. I'm trying my best. Y'all don't understand the angle.
Because I almost feel like he thinks he's liked down here. I think if you said to Jeffrey Loria on a lie detector, right, where there was something at stake of value, I think that he would say, if you said, rank the most beloved owners in South Florida, I think he might have himself, you know, as one, where he would say, yeah, me, then maybe Mickey Arison, then maybe Vinny Viola and Doug Sifu, and who am I forgetting? Oh, Stephen Ross.
There's no way he does
like,
that.
I think that sometimes in that arena, you get so... I mean, when you're surrounded by people, like, do you think David Samson has the ability to know that he's disliked by a majority of Marlins fans? I don't know if he has that ability.
David Samson has an out. Because he can say, no, they don't like Loria, so they just attach me to him.
Right.
That would be his. If I was Samson, that would be my out. Oh, no, it's me being Loria's right-hand man. That's why they don't like me.
Somebody tweets in, and this is possible. Maybe Jeter guaranteed Loria that he would keep Samson in the organization where Moss would not give that assurance. I've read that. I don't know if that's just conjecture. I don't even know if after that kind of sale, David Samson would want to continue on in a role with the team. But that is a possibility where Jeter says, if you sell to us, we're going to keep David Samson and he's going to have a role within the team where, you know, if they ask Jorge Mas, you know, what, you know, well, everything's up for, you know, a decision making process. I mean, that could be.
You would sacrifice a $1 billion plus deal to keep your buddy in his
family,
place?
Not buddy, family.
Billion? Listen, man, let's sell for $1.1 billion. Hey, Samson. I'm going to shoot you $5 million. You good with $5, $6, $10? And I'm going to take the, yes. No, that's dumb. Get your check. A texter hit it on the head. A bird in the hand. A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. Get the check, sell the team, get your billion, and figure it out from there.
When the bird is $1 billion or $1.1 billion, it doesn't matter. Like it just,
that's a nice bird.
That's just a great bird.
A beautiful bird.
Bad birds. Like, there's birds that brought down that Sully flight, went into the Hudson. That's a bad bird. Yeah. Birds.
That wasn't that impressive.
Good birds, though.
Birdman.
Birdman. Chris Anderson Birdman or Rapper Birdman?
No, Rapper Birdman.
Larry Bird? Larry
name.
Bird?
I will put Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Big Bird?
Big Bird.
When my name come up, respect it.
That's not Big Bird.
Big Bird had a drunk friend, Snuffy.
Oh, yeah, Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, Big Bird was kind of trying to get him to
a lot of people
things.
Think it's Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus, right?
Yeah, Snuffleupagus.
That's my favorite.
You know who Snuffleupagus is, Falero?
No, never heard of him.
You didn't watch Sesame Street?
Probably when I was really small, but
I didn't watch it last year.
The Cookie Monster?
Did he just tell me that he watched it when he was very young? Yeah. And,
really young, though, like 3 years old.
Right, that's what Sesame Street is made for.
I didn't know if you knew or not.
You think we have Sesame Street watch parties for the station?
If you do, I'm
did you
be
think Crowder and his wife were going to be on Baller Wives Miami or Sesame Street? Did you think they were one and the same?
We're
going to catch power of Sesame Street tonight, baby.
We have a traffic report coming up here from our friend Amelia.
Stop doing that.
You're going to want to listen to this one. Traffic.
Live from the Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall Traffic Center, the golden opportunity is happening now at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Sales and service beyond your expectations.
Well, I think Hawking would be better as Hawking Leah. Include a little Amelia in there, but wouldn't want to mess up the bromance, so I'll just do my piece and get out of here then.
Radio.com. Radio.
Crowder asked for one song today that he could choose. He chose La Bouche.
This is actually Eric's song, and I know why. This is on replay in Forever 21.
Don't call me Eric.
Is that true?
This is a Forever 21 song.
Forever 21, this is always on?
I won't confirm. No, it's not.
Forever 21.
It's a good store,
are
man.
Are you kidding me?
Where's the man section?
Right there.
Excuse me, sir?
It's three stores down at the Gap. And do we have to ask you again to stop coming here?
You guys are disrespecting Forever 21.
You have any nice chokers?
Next Monday and Tuesday, I'll be broadcasting from Big Ten Football Media Days in Chicago. You'll hear from Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh, I would imagine Lovie Smith. It's all part of the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Florida Prepaid College Plans in association with Clutch Insurance and brought to you in part by Williamson Cadillac Buick GMC. Crowder will be back here in the studio. I'll be in Chicago.
Crowder's going to be with me.
That's right. You guys You guys are going to spend some.
I'm going to say quality time.
You could do the show from my studio. I have an extra mic if you want.
I'm fine.
Okay.
You guys are going to spend some quality time together while I'm in Chicago.
Man, he smells weird all the time.
There's people texting in that they really believe Jeffrey Loria just doesn't see, feel, comprehend the dislike for him. And my guess is that's the truth. Like, my guess is he just, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for. I'm sure a psychologist or psychiatrist could tell you. But he's in, you know, where he believes he knows better than everyone. And he's let you know that before, like, with his comments. Like, he believes, I think genuinely believes, he knows better than everyone.
Like, yeah, you know, I'm a movie guy. Like Magneto. Where, like, he thought he was really doing good for the world. That's
Is
why
this a movie?
X-Men, you don't watch it. Like, Magneto thought he was so smart that, like, his way was better.
Would it be Magneto? Isn't he, like,
Is
magnetic?
It Magneto?
It's Magneto. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you sure?
You don't even know about it. You don't even know the movie. Don't speak on it.
I figure he's a guy made of magnets, right?
Made of magnets. He walks past the refrigerator. The movie's over. Help! Storm, help! Help! He's made of magnets.
Oh, wouldn't that make sense?
He can control metal.
Is that what he can do?
He can, yes. Anything metal he can control. But his whole concept his concept was that mutants were better. They were more advanced than humans, so we're better. Don't kill us. And everybody was like, hey, mutants are taking over the world. Anyway, when you have a thought that you're smarter or your ideas, your ideologies are better than everyone else's, I can't be bad. They just don't understand what I'm doing. You know, like Parcells. I mean, Belichick, too. Parcells is kind of the same way with the Giants.
Yeah, but
Belichick gets criticized about the way he does things, but he's successful.
But Belichick is beloved. You know what I mean? Like, Belichick, and I'm talking about fan base.
Because his stuff is working.
Right.
Like, Belichick doesn't know that the entire world, other than Patriot fans, think of him as a butt wipe that's real good at football coaching.
See, I feel like he does.
I don't think he does.
I feel like Jeffrey Loria is delusional. I feel like he's delusional.
He thinks he's good at what he does. Loria believes, like you're saying, honestly, if you said Loria,
yes, he absolutely believes the best
owners in South Florida.
Yes.
I'm either one or two behind right. Mickey Ayers.
He would say that. He absolutely believes that he is the best that there is. I agree.
He's crazy then. If that's true, he's crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he's delusional. I don't know how else to say it. Like, he's delusional.
You're not winning. That's what everybody wants. We know this is an event town. If you're winning, you're going to have fans. So he's
but
not
Jeffrey
winning.
But Jeffrey Loria believed they weren't winning because it was Ozzie Guillen's fault. And then it was Mike Redmond's fault. Like, Jeffrey Loria's always doing that. Who said today that he treats the team like fantasy baseball? Like a fantasy baseball team, which it's not half wrong. But I don't think he would, anything that's gone wrong with the Marlins, I don't believe Jeffrey Loria has ever believed that it was his doing. And conversely, anything that's ever gone right for the Marlins, I believe he believes that it's because he's so good at what he does.
He makes moves.
And that is kind of like, I'm having a little
He doesn't sit status quo.
Correct. But a lot of the moves are not great baseball moves. John Buck at catcher, Heath Bell as your reliever, the amount of money they spent putting together, you know, Jose Reyes and Mark Burley and, you know, like the contract that they had given Hanley that they ended up not wanting to give him anymore.
But if you're hiring people that aren't doing a good job, you as a...
Correct. That's really on you.
That's on you.
Right.
If you're making the decisions and no decisions end in losses or end in trouble, it starts at the top. Everything starts with the owner, and it goes downhill. Any great organization, we just talked about the Patriots, Robert Kraft has something to do with it. The Heat, you have Mickey Arison up there. Everything starts at the top and rolls downhill. He removes himself from the top but makes decisions like he's from the top. That's honestly kind of like medically crazy. That if I do something and the end result is bad, I didn't do that.
Right.
But if I do something and the end result is good, yes. Yes, we did it, guys. That's crazy.
Does that sound like anybody we know? Republicans? No, I'm not doing that. I'm already in trouble on the text machine.
I was about to have fun on the text machine, but I... Mm.
What happened to Jeffrey Loria? Does anybody know this for real? What happened to Jeffrey Loria becoming the ambassador to France?
He talked.
I don't know if he's still up for, like, I don't know if he's still getting that job or not. I never heard that it was withdrawn. Donald Trump was appointing him ambassador to France.
Yeah. It's like some of the sexual ideas I give my wife, and she just kind of looks at me, and I just let them just fizzle out. Hey, let's go down by the lake. Yeah, let's stay here. You know? Hey, Jeffrey Loria is going to be an ambassador to France. Yeah, never mind.
Magenta Man? Is that the superhero?
Magenta. Not a color. Color Man. They have crayons. He has a big box of crayons in his hip.
I would absolutely go see a superhero film called Color Man.
Jeffrey Loria is still going to be ambassador to France.
He's still going to be the ambassador to France?
Correct.
They let Net roll on out.
Huh.
Magenta's a purplish red.
We are from France.
Purple red man.
Jeffrey Loria is going to be in charge of the Coneheads.
He messed that up.
I don't think he did. I think he's still going to be the ambassador to France.
He won't even let nobody snarf with the Larkloff.
What is that now?
I don't know. Whatever they did in Coneheads with that big old animal.
Gotcha.
Sometimes I feel I've got to
run away.
I come from France.
Here's Jeffrey Loria in France.
I come from France.
He believes he's from France. Alex, go ahead, Alex, here on QAM.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right, man, how are you?
It's just like Carter was saying about the warden. It's not about people liking them. They know that people totally dislike them, but they think they're getting respected, even though they don't get no respect. But in their head, I'm doing the right moves, and I get respected.
They actually I think they almost feel like the more that they would hear criticisms of themselves, they believe that that's actually respect because they have to make the tough decisions.
Exactly. Even though the decisions are totally not the right decisions, but I made that decision. I'm the man. I get respect.
Yeah. I think he's probably right on that.
And he won a world championship?
Yes.
Just from that angle. Where I can't be doing that much wrong because there's a bunch of teams. The Cubs.
Well, it's
the
kind
Cubs
of.
The Cubs haven't won in 108 years, obviously, until last year.
But it's kind of an argument, Ender. If you are Jeffrey Loria and somebody, blah, 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 you did this. I got a stadium built and I brought a World Series to the city. You know, I mean, they had one in 97 with Huizenga, but.
Yeah.
It's kind of an argument, Ender.
It really is. So. But no, during my ownership, I brought a World Series title to South Florida.
I signed Giancarlo Stanton to a long-term contract. I got a new ballpark built for the city of Miami. Remember, you got to look at it through the prism of what Jeffrey Loria sees.
Yes.
He got that ballpark built for Miami.
You, after your championship, you had a fire sale. No, I brought a bunch of great players to South Florida, won a championship, and then decided to go a different direction. Y'all aren't happy with the ring? Y'all aren't happy with the trophy? Because I put a team together that was good enough. Didn't they beat the Yankees?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I beat the historic franchise, my team I put together, and then I decided to break that team up. You're not happy with that trophy I gave you? Come on, man.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, I've heard you hate on Republicans too many times. I'm done supporting this show. Enjoy all the snowflakes. I'm sorry. I like Republicans. I do. I like Republicans. I like John McCain. I like plenty of Republicans. Some of my best friends are Republicans. I just don't like the current president. But I root for the best for our country. I'm rooting for us. Don't leave, Texter.
Snowflake.
Snowflakes are liberals. Me. I'm a snowflake.
Oh, okay.
Josh. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing today?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I liken Loria to William Hung. You know, William Hung thought he was
from
the best
American Idol.
He thought he was the best singer ever. And he truly believed in his mind that he could sing, you know, the hell out of some Ricky Martin. And Loria, same way. He's the person whose parents have said, you know what, you're great, son. You sing wonderful, son, because they didn't want to lie to his son. And I think, honestly, he's that type of person where he walks around, you know, doubting the fact that, they're just hating on me because I have a bunch of money. No, they're hating on you because you're a piss poor manager.
That is my kind of analogy, Josh. Jeffrey Loria is William Hung. That is strong, man.
That's ridiculous.
He's Sanjaya. You don't know all the American Idol references,
man,
do you?
Come on. I just looked up William Hung. He got a big head.
He did, I think he did She Bangs.
Yeah. He got Crowder teeth. Look at his picture.
You have an extra hour of Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Hawking
think
today.
Think he's delusional.
Loria.
He's just delusional.
Yeah. I think that caller was right on. He's William Hung.
Yep.
Didn't William Hung do She Bangs on American Idol? You don't know the answer off the top of your head, Falero?
I'm not an avid American Idol watcher.
All right.
So.
Yeah. His off-key audition performance of Ricky Martin's hit song She Bang on the third season. Yes.
It was amazing.
He's a looker, though, man.
See if you can get that. Can you get William Hung doing She Bangs? That's something to stick around for in our bonus hour.
But there's some people. Every time you say, man, look, you're dirty, you're nasty, you're disgusting, boy. Back in 87, what? Honestly, can Loria be Al Bundy?
Yes. Yes.
Because he does have, he can go back to that championship. Can Loria take the Al Bundy approach?
Yes.
Back in high school.
And I believe he probably does.
Is that a bad angle? Because I've had success. You're calling me trash, but I have a big trophy sitting on my mantle. Am I trash as an owner if I have a championship sitting on my mantle?
It's the old scoreboard thing.
Yeah.
Scoreboard. You can't say I'm a bad owner. Scoreboard. How many trophies does Stephen Ross have?
Zero.
If you're going to do it by trophies, then Mickey Arison is one, and I'm the second best owner in Miami.
I bet we can do research and find owners in Major League Baseball that don't have a trophy that you would say is better than Loria.
Mm-hmm.
And Loria would say, he's better than me?
Impossible.
I have a trophy sitting on my mantle.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be on for an extra hour tonight, too. We're on until 7 o'clock. We come from France.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Talk to me, tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same.
Ooh.
You lit it fierce and I'm ticking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby. She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby, when she moves. I go crazy cause she looks like a fly, but she stings like a bee. Like every girl in history. She bangs.
Thank you. He went on to be a big star on American Idol because you couldn't get enough of that.
That was the original. Do you have William Hung? That is terrible.
Yeah, but it was so terrible that it was great.
Mm. I know teeth.
And he's got bad teeth.
Is there anybody that sings with bad teeth? Can beauty come past ugly? Can beauty be released from an ugly mouth?
I think Adele has bad teeth.
Does she have bad teeth? Yeah. Not Crowder teeth, though.
No, but like her bottom set of teeth are... Mm.
What? What did I say wrong?
Go there. Like, set me up as the worst teeth ever.
Isn't that the barometer for bad teeth?
No, I'm okay.
I think that caller was right on. Jeffrey Loria is William Hung.
Yeah.
Okay. William Hung thought that he sang well. He went on there on American Idol on that audition thinking that he was a very good singer. It was news to him that he was not. And I believe one day it will be news to Jeffrey Loria that he was not liked here in South Florida.
He won't, if he doesn't know up now, he's not gonna recognize him.
Nah, at some
tells
point
him.
You gotta know it. At some point.
No.
I think so.
No.
Sam Madison.
While you're a part of it, while you're in it.
While you're in it.
You're in your
You may
in
not recognize
there.
It while you're in it.
And you step away and say, hey, these people hated me?
Years later.
That's weird.
Years later, where you have a moment of honesty with yourself.
No. I don't think he can have a moment of honesty with himself. I think he's too narcissistic.
Right, but at some point.
His self would tell him, no, you're okay. Texas Rangers, Houston Astros, Milwaukee Brewers, San Diego Padres.
What are you doing? Teams that have never won a World Series while he's been the owner?
No.
Just in history?
They've never won in history. Yeah. And he's won one as an owner. So there's franchises that has multiple owners and never won a World Series, and he has one. The Rockies. There's a bunch of teams. They've never won a World Series. You can't tell you can never tell Loria that these franchises are better than him.
Right, in his mind.
I have a trophy on the mantle.
In his mind. Sam Madison's going to join us in the next segment. Bonus hour of Hockman and Crowder. 9 days away from Dolphins training camp.
Are we doing till 7 until training camp? What's the cutoff?
Seems like many, many days we've been on till 7 o'clock.
Got to bring dinner in here or something.
It would be like a baseball team going out to play and they go, oh, tonight you're playing 15 innings, by the way. Not that it's extra innings. You're just playing 15 innings before it starts. Oh, tomorrow. Yeah, you're playing 15 innings. Next day, you're playing 15 innings.
Switch it up.
So we're on till 7. But we got to ask Sam about the donuts. We had Justin Bour on yesterday. Justin Bour, Marlins first baseman, we talked to him about donuts and his love of donuts. And I maintain that jelly donuts are the worst donuts out of donuts. And Mojo Donuts, we talked about it with Justin Bour yesterday. He agreed with me.
Yes.
And so now you have to agree with me because you said whatever Justin Bour says.
But Justin Bour said that he hates jelly donuts because a veteran put mustard in his jelly donut. So Justin Bour, one day in his life, picked up a jelly donut. And got a mouthful of yellow mustard. That ruined your life.
It could certainly affect it. So Mojo Donuts brought us a dozen donuts, and it says on it, no jellies. And we appreciate it very much. Mojo Donuts, gave you three of our new Abuelito Donuts. They're filled with arroz con leche.
That was delicious.
Rice pudding. That was good? Mm.
Oh, yeah, I want to eat the other two in there.
But I say jelly donuts are the worst. Anyway, we tweeted out a picture of the Mojo Donuts, and then Justin Bour has tweeted at us, bring me a box.
I'll send you one.
I retweeted, someone bring him a box because he's not getting ours. But you have to fight that battle if he wants to fight that battle.
I told you yesterday, you get on Justin Bour's bad side, you're on your own.
You won't back me up?
I'm not going to let you sit there and throw rocks at a bear. When the bear gets mad, now I'm going to jump in front of him. No, you threw the rocks, so deal with this bear's anger.
But you said we're hawking.
We are hawking until you start throwing rocks.
But we're a team. Hockman and Channing, hawking.
Don't throw rocks, hawking.
You're hawking. You're talking to yourself. Sam Madison.
My arms are weak.
Sam Madison from the Miami Dolphins. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Legendary Miami Dolphins. Sam Madison, he's going to join us next. Bonus hour of Hockman and Hawking. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.